November 13, 1899. Jesus suffers and seeing creatures suffer. Louisa offers herself to console him. This morning my adorable Jesus seemed to be restless. He would do nothing but come and go. Now he would spend time with me, and now, almost drawn by his most ardent love for creatures, he would go to see what they were doing, and with his whole self he would suffer with them, from that which they were suffering, as if he himself, and not they, were taken by those sufferings. Several times I saw the confessor forcing Jesus by means of his priestly authority to make me suffer his pain so as to be able to placate him. And while it seemed that he did not want to be placated, he would then show himself grateful, thanking wholeheartedly the one who was occupying himself with holding back his indignant arm, and so he would share with me now one suffering, now another. Oh, how tender and moving it was to see him in this state! He would make one's heart split with compassion. Quite a few times he told me, "Conform to my justice, for I can take no more." Ah, man is too ungrateful, and he almost forces me from all sides to chastise him. He himself snatches the chastisements from my hands. If you knew how much I suffer in making use of my justice. But it is man himself that uses violence on me. Ah, had I not done anything other than purchase his freedom at the price of my blood, he would still have to be grateful to me. But out of greater spite, he keeps inventing new ways to render my payment useless. While saying this, he was crying bitterly, and to console him, I said to him, "My sweet good, do not afflict yourself. I see that your affliction is mostly because you feel forced to chastise the people. Ah, no, this will never be. If you are all for me, I want to be all for you. Therefore, you will send the chastisements upon me. Here is the victim, always ready and at your disposal. You can make me suffer whatever you want, and so your justice will be somehow placated, and you will be relieved from the affliction you feel in seeing creatures suffer. My intention has always been this, not to conform to justice, because if man suffers, you would suffer more than he does." While I was saying this, our Queen Mama came, and I remembered that as I had asked the confessor for the obedience to conform to justice, he had told me to ask the Most Holy Virgin whether she wanted me to conform. So I asked her, and she said to me, "No, no, but pray, my daughter, and in these days try as much as you can to keep him with you and to placate him, because many chastisements have been prepared."